brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alert for all info warriors and people that love peace and liberty worldwide. Maximum alert. Alex Jones here, coming to you from my home. I knew this was big 2 days ago when they said they foiled the Iranian plot to blow up the Saudi embassy in D.C. and assassinate people, claiming that it was Mexican drug cartels. I knew that that was a cover for the Fast and Furious subpoenas that they knew were imminent the next day or yesterday. Since then, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who you better believe speaks for some of the better elements of the Pentagon and of the ruling elite of this country, he's reported in part of very important think tanks, heavily involved in trying to kill bin Laden, has blown the whistle on a lot of 9/11 stuff, the Super Congress. When he basically is unleashed to come out and say something, you know it's important. Paul Watson's article is up at Infowars.com. FBI insider, Obama administration, likely manufactured dubious terror plot. And Schaefer talked to a high-level FBI agent with clearances who knows that it's not in the system, that there was not a plot. Repeat, not a plot. Then, and again, people think I'm quick. I'm not really quick. A lot of this was hiding in plain view. I knew there'd be some false flag or build up for war. As the smokescreen for Obama's approval rating plunging, the Fast and Furious coming out, the Democrats calling for him not to run. And I said last week, if they don't start pulling a new war or false flag, Obama will be toast in 1 month. Then I discovered that a member of my family, who's an Army officer, is being sent to Kuwait and was very tight-lipped. And then I made some other calls and confirmed it's a green light attack. Israeli strike on Iran. Repeat, within 2 weeks. T-minus 2 weeks. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen next week. But the main forces and logistics forces for a U.S.-backed strike of the Israelis is building up in Kuwait and surrounding areas right now. This is an absolute mega alert. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it could not be any more hardcore. Then my phone rings 10 times in a row until I jumped off the treadmill this morning, went over and got it. Dr. Steve Pachinik. And, you know, he basically, we know he's establishment. He's run overthrows of major governments. And we know he represents an element of the Pentagon. And he said, you know, the Pentagon knows there's going to be a strike. The bunker busters have been delivered to Israel. We don't want this. That's why Schaefer's gone public. And he basically put his cards on the table as if any of us needed him to. And just said, you know, he's coming on later. We'll see what he says. The point is, he's been talking to a lot of people in current government intelligence and the Pentagon, and he said it's on. The government, again, I would add, could stage terror attacks now and blame it on Iran. It is on. It is on. It is on. They could go with a new war, stage terror attacks, mass arrest, internet kill switches. They are testing the waters right now to completely drop the hammer on us. This is a mega red alert, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Mike Adams was going to be here today with like four guests on a host of key issues and doing the nightly news tonight. I was going to be back tomorrow live via Skype, spending some time with my family, and Aaron Dykes doing the nightly news. But quite frankly, now I made the great technology I can broadcast from anywhere. But this is a maximum alert. I know we're going to break here, but just briefly taking us to break, Mike Adams, what do you think of this information?
Well, Alex, what an extraordinary day in human history. As you mentioned, this issue is exploding. The drapes are off. You know, the cover stories are exploding in their faces right now. It's very clear, Alex, that Fast and Furious is what probably led them to have the motivation to start to drum up these other plots to distract people. It's that sleight of mind or sleight of hand tactic that they always use. And we're going to be covering that more here on the Alex Jones Show with Alex himself, with Paul Joseph Watson, and with Dr. Steve Pachinik when we return. So stay with us right here. We'll be right back after this break.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalist.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is the 13th day of October 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And yes, I'm not in studio. I'm on telephone. I was planning to take a few days off with my children, but broadcast via Skype with a lot of important guests coming up on Friday, Monday, Tuesday, before returning to the studio. And Mike Adams was going to be sitting in today and will be sitting in studio for InfoWars radio show slash TV, InfoWars Live, as we call it, and then coming back tonight with InfoWars Nightly News, his maiden hosting of that. Aaron Dykes is doing the Nightly News, 7 p.m., tomorrow, and we appreciate the great work he's doing. Ladies and gentlemen, for 2 days, people have asked me what I think about the now-confirmed, manufactured, fake Iran, Saudi embassy attack story. And a lot of things were staring me, right in the face, but I wanted to be deliberative on this. So I want to give you the announcement right now. This is the most important and, quite frankly, most ominous radio show I have done since July 25th, 2011, when I said the government was going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Osama bin Laden, and launch wars. I could see the preconditioning. I didn't have all the sources I have now. I have two military sources known to me, then separately I have a family military source who wouldn't give me details, but that's how I went and found out more. I have Dr. Steve Pacini. I have Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer of U.S. Army. And more to tell you what I'm telling you now. Now I'm going to give you the complete skinny right now. We're going to go to a clip. Again, Mike Adams is waiting in the wings here. It's very simple. The federal government was induced in the last 3 years under Fast and Furious to ship tens of thousands of firearms into Mexico. Cocaine was then shipped back into the United States under ATF, FBI, DEA, Coast Guard, Border Patrol, and several other agencies' authorization. Foreign intelligence agencies, including Israel, but also elements of our own intelligence agencies in the Pentagon, there's different camps, then began to leak that information so they could then blackmail domestic agencies and domestic leaders of agencies to go along with the police state takeover of the United States. To make sure that that happened, they needed outside war and to tie it into the cartels. That's what was done 2 days ago, as they knew that within less than 24 hours, Congressman Issa's subpoenas to the admitted liar, Attorney General John P. Holdren, were going out. Connecting it to Mexican cartels again, oh, now look, Obama is fighting the Mexican cartels that he's really shipping guns to. Several weeks ago, as you know, a second shipment of Bunker Buster missiles were delivered to Israel. We had Ray McGovern on last week, former top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., saying from his sources, this is the greatest green light ever for an Iran attack. Remember, Fox Fallon 4 years ago, they had a CENTCOM had to resign, refused to attack Iran with the fake PT boat thing that Cheney wanted to do, having fake PT boats attack our destroyers. Right now, they have 100% green-lighted a giant bombardment on Iran within the next 2 weeks. Israel could launch an attack tomorrow or any time in the next 2 weeks. U.S. military logistics forces, fighter bomber pilots, helicopter pilots, ships, you name it, are all massing in and around the Persian Gulf. I have family who has just been deployed yesterday to Kuwait, 20-plus years in the military, has been put into logistics, readying helicopters for the Gulf. It is on. The military does not want this. Repeat, the military does not want this. Elements in the Pentagon that are good have loosed Colonel Schaefer, who, of course, blew the whistle on Able Danger and other ops, who, of course, blew the whistle that the Pentagon is upset about the Super Congress and a move towards Obama trying to become a dictator. So the white hats in the Pentagon have now gone public, and here's the headline, FBI insider, Obama administration, likely manufactured dubious terror plot. This is from yesterday. It's up at Infowars.com. This article needs to get out to everybody by Paul Joseph Watson. I cannot stress to you enough that it's not just a distraction from Fast and Furious with people saying Obama needs to step down, Democrats saying don't run again, his approval rating in free fall. That's the intelligence agencies globally and the private corporations and others positioning Obama for destruction if he doesn't do what he's told. That's getting all the agencies, eight of them, caught red-handed. They had to do it system-wide in every major city, getting FBI, ATF, DEA, and others involved shipping the guns so that even mid-level managers are now facing prison. Now they're being told, go along with martial law. My phone rang 8 or 10 times this morning. Ring, ring, ring. Pachinik never does that. And he basically just put his cards on the table. He goes, you know, I work with a lot of agencies. Yeah, he wrote the handbook on black ops. He goes, the good guys in the Pentagon don't want this, just like Schaefer. He goes, I want you to know you serve your country. You know, a lot of people appreciate it. You need to know the government's not all bad. The Pentagon doesn't want this attack. I mean, he was just right there, not even mincing words, as if we needed to know Pachinik, you know, is still involved in black ops. Give me a break. The point is they, he said they're getting ready to totally drop the hammer. It could lead into martial law, you name it. I cannot stress to you, we've got to stop this war. If this is the key. If they're able to sell this bogus baloney that Iran tried to assassinate Saul. Saudis here. As Schaefer said, it's total bull. He's gone to the FBI, high level. They searched the computers. It doesn't exist. It isn't true. This guy is a drunken idiot who they claim did it. Schaefer said it's probably an internal false flag. This guy's probably just an operative fake name to put the story out. All of this is coming to a head right now. They're getting ready to hit Iran. The globalists will then stage terror attacks all over the West. They will clamp down the media. Obama's approval rating will go to 85%, and they will ram through the austerity, the banker bailouts, all of it. This is it. I told you, a war, false flag, all of it was coming. It's here. They're about to. But the good news is you see the power structure doesn't like it, a lot of them. That's why there's all these articles all over. Even the New York Times says this Iran thing is bull. That's because a lot of people in the power structure have been brought to the edge of the cliff. And they realize what's about to happen. It's called World War III. The Iran situation goes from $10 a gallon gas and wars and terror attacks on the good end to World War III on the bad end, from bad to worse. Let's play this clip of Anthony Schaefer with Judge Andrew Napolitano yesterday on Fox Business. Here it is.
Yesterday, the FBI alleged they had foiled an Iranian terror plot. But the main suspect has been in custody since September. So why did the Department of Justice wait until now to announce this threat? Is it mere coincidence, as it comes at a time when House Republicans, as you've just heard, subpoenaed the head of the Justice Department, Attorney General Holder himself, for his marred gun-running program, Operation Fast and Furious, which, as you know, let military-grade weaponry get in the hands of Mexican drug gangs? Or is there another explanation for this curious announcement that Mr. Holder made yesterday? Joining us by phone from Virginia is retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. Colonel Schaefer, it's always a pleasure. Welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thank you for having me, Judge. Sorry, well, I can't be there.
As are we, but we appreciate you picking up the phone and calling us. What is your take on this alleged terror plot involving Iran? Is this the way the Iran intelligence agencies usually operate, engaging with somebody they thought were involved with Mexican drug gangs to assassinate a Saudi Arabian ambassador in a public restaurant in New York or Washington?
Well, it's a long way to get to a much easier target in other places, and no, I don't think so. And obviously, I've interrogated the Iranians. It's two chapters of my book, Operation Darkheart, are dedicated to this, and that's what makes me think twice about this. The American that they're accusing here, Judge, was true enough, he has a dual passport, Iranian-American, but frankly, my experience has been directly that these people love being here. Once they're here, they love being here. And the idea of this guy, all of a sudden, after years being a successful, by all accounts, a successful used car salesman in Texas, part of the community, I would think it would be very difficult to imagine him just all of a sudden deciding that he's going to go against everything he's done for the past 15 years to do this. It does not smell correctly at this point in time.
All right. Well, give me, if you would, your best estimate as to what does smell correctly. For example, is it possible that this Iranian-American is a double agent who wanted to trick the government of the United States of America into taking some action against Iran? Is it likely that the FBI concocted this whole thing? And because it was a sting, nobody was ever in danger. There was never a real plot. This guy was plotting with FBI agents who he thought were Mexican drug lords. What does Colonel Schaefer think really went down here?
I think as part of it, I think the reason it came out now is literally this is red meat to a bunch of lions. You know, I think this is why they threw it out now at this point, not in September. Secondly, yeah, the FBI has had a record lately, and I did talk to one of my inside guys today, and he is saying that he thinks the same thing. You know why? Because he can't find any real information, and he's got a clearance. So that tells him that there's something going on that's extraordinary by the fact that he's an inside, you know, investigator, knows what's going on, and yet, and I'm going to quote here, there's nothing on this within the DOJ beyond what they've talked about publicly, which means to him there's something very wrong with it.
Look, the United States used failed and flawed intelligence to attack Iraq in 1991 and in 2003. Is there the danger that we might use something as preposterous as this plot, which was created and run and controlled by the FBI that was announced yesterday, as a basis for invading the country of Iran, which, as you know, a lot of neocons in this country have been itching to get us to do?
Right. I got to tell you, I do believe the Iranians do pose a threat. However, I agree with you on this. There's no reason to believe at this point that the intel is there to justify a direct military action. So,
all right, ladies and gentlemen,
much deeper.
The rest of the clip is up at Infowars.com. We're going to be right back with Mike Adams, Paul Watson joining us, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and more. I'm Alex Jones. This is one of the most important broadcasts ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What you're about to hear is the real experience of women over 40 who finally lost weight, even around the stubborn belly area. How? By becoming hormonally balanced again. Their secret is the Amberen Slim After 40 program. Amberen is the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. You see, the leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Unless you balance your hormones, losing weight may be impossible. But the Amberen Slim After 40 program changes all of that. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally. Plus, it dramatically boosts your cell metabolism, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-894-8776. That's 1-800-894-8776. 1-800-894-8776.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, we got Paul Watson waiting in the wings. He's just popping in for a few minutes here. Mike Adams is going to be hosting the whole show. When I leave here in about 20 minutes, it's Dr. Steve Pachinik popping in the next segment. He concurs with my analysis and says he has that from his intelligence agency connections. And remember, this is the guy who's literally overthrown governments. And he says that, yes, the power structure right now is in a big fight. He said Israel wants to go in and attack right now. And because we don't want World War III, but Mike Adams, and we'll have Watson pop in later. He's going to have a report out on this, so he'll pop in later during the show. But Mike Adams was asking me a question during the break. He said, why is it Saudi ambassadors? Why? Well, notice Mexico's involved, so that kind of muddies the water with a drug runner, a gun runner thing. Saudi Arabia was used in the fable of 9/11. Saudi Arabia was used with the Mujahideen against the Russians. Saudi Arabia's big allies with U.S., England, and Israel. And Saudi Arabia, there's plausible deniability now to say, oh, there was a plot to bomb your embassy. That way it's not a U.S. embassy. So it's always the same players. And again, you heard Colonel Schaefer saying he talked to the high-level Justice Department. The word is FBI. Schaefer's on tomorrow. He was getting on a plane with Jaron Collins this morning to be on MSNBC about this. You know, Schaefer's saying high-level Justice Department said it's not in the computers. It's fake. It's not real. It's totally manufactured. It's perfect timing. The day before the subpoenas went out. And Israel's got the bunker busters. My cousin has just been deployed 20-something years in the Army. I called other Army sources. They said, how do you know this stuff? They said, I'm not talking to you. These are people I've known for a long time. Then Steve Pachinik calls up saying, it's on, it's on. Ladies and gentlemen, it has never been green-lighted like this, except when Fox Fallon said no and they fired him from CENTCOM. The military knows this is disastrous. Paul Watson, what's your intel on this? I know you've got an article coming out. We are on the verge of World War III. They are launching it. That's from multiple sources, Paul. We've got to get the article out and warn people. The government blew its own cover on Fast and Furious to blackmail 8 different federal agencies. 8 federal agencies took the bait in this criminal conspiracy. They're being blackmailed now. Do you understand that, Paul?
Well, I mean, this makes the terror plots manufactured by the Bush administration, which, of course, it was admitted that many of them were manufactured by Tom Ridge, former Homeland Security Director, makes them look sophisticated in comparison to this. I mean, it's so transparently fabricated that even the New York Times and the Washington Post today are having to admit that it's dubious, to say the least, because we're being asked to believe that the elite Iranian al-Quds force hired a used car salesman from Corpus Christi to then hire assassins to blow up embassies and restaurants in Washington, D.C. in order to try and kill the Saudi ambassador to the United States. Obviously, again, it involves Mexican Los Zetas gang members. They were supposedly part of the plot. He was trying to pay them off to carry out
and
the assassination.
And they were trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, and are used to knock out the drug cartels that aren't laundering their money. This is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, court transcripts from the past few months have proven again and again that Los Zetas is completely infiltrated in cahoots with the federal government. They received many of the weapons that were part of the Fast and Furious cover-up. But, I mean, aside from the ludicrous notion that Iran would risk carrying out such a hit inside the United States when it would be far easier to do so anywhere in the Middle East, you know, aside from the fact that this highly trained al-Quds Iranian elite revolutionary guard force who are highly trained would entrust this plot to a used car salesman. As you just said, Schaefer dropped the bombshell last night on Judge Andrew Napolitano's Fox Business show. He talked to an FBI investigator with the necessary security clearance who went into the back channels, into the archives, and found no information whatsoever regarding the plot, which obviously directly suggests that it's been completely fabricated out of whole cloth.
Well, it means they're covering it up and have expunged it because they're running it, or it doesn't exist.
Exactly. And isn't it ironic that the Obama administration has fabricated this hoax about Iran conducting assassinations on U.S. soil when we know from the Bush-era program, which was continued by Obama, that the Central Intelligence Agency works with Jundullah, the Iranian Sunni al-Qaeda group, to carry out bombings and assassinations in Iran to destabilize their government on a regular basis.
Put a press release out on it. Paul, I need you to get an article out with a searing headline, because a headline can't talk about how powerful this is. There's no way to be too sensational. I've got sources across the board, including family who won't talk, but I know where they're going, that it is on, it is on, it is on. Just like I told people they were going to bring down Gaddafi and invade in September, 2 months before it happened. It is on, folks, it is on. I want to repeat this. They are planning an Israeli-led bombardment on Iran. And people say, well, how does this indict them? It's just this idea. Well, they tried to attack America, you know, blowing up an embassy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Steve Pachenik will join us for a longer interview tomorrow once I'm on a better Skype connection. We're riding shotgun today. Was going to be hosting the whole show. Mike Adams in studio there at the InfoWars studios. He'll be doing InfoWars Nightly News this evening. We do have Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who came on a month ago and said that the Pentagon is upset about the move towards dictatorship of the Super Congress here in America. Schaefer basically speaks for the better elements of the Pentagon. There are different power structures. He was on Freedom Watch yesterday. FBI insider, Obama administration is manufacturing this dubious terror plot. It doesn't exist. It's made up, according to his FBI high-level security clearance source. Dr. Steve Pachenik contacted me this morning and said from his Pentagon sources and others, they don't want to hit Iran, and that this is all basically a setup for the buildup for Israel to hit them. I have family that's been deployed to Kuwait and won't talk about it. But I know what he works in is logistics and helicopter gunships, getting those ready for there in the Persian Gulf. And I made some calls to other military sources when I learned this two nights ago. And they said, how on earth do you know this? I'm not going to talk about it. That the word is that the U.S. military is preparing to back up Israel when the Iranians close the Strait of Hormuz. A gallon of gas will go from $8 to $10 conservatively. The Iranians will probably respond. Different intelligence agencies can stage terror attacks, also blame it on Iran. Russia, China could get involved. This will undoubtedly destroy the economy, but it'll be a nice political diversion. What did Gerald Celente and others say? Look for a big war. What did Lindsey Williams say a year ago on our show? He said, next is Iran. And that's from his big oil company insiders, and I know who those sources are. One of them's died now. We can talk about him. Ken Fromm, the former head of Atlantic Richfield. The other one's even more high-powered. So we have all that information right there. And Schaefer came on a month ago and said, yes, Pentagon people, high level, he's basically a mouthpiece for them at a certain level. He's joining us tomorrow. Are upset about Obama moving towards a super Congress and dictatorship. Schaefer's concerned about that. I know Dr. Steve Pachinik, whose bio is too long, will be joining us for longer tomorrow. He's waiting in the wings right now. Co-author of Tom Clancy's books, you know that. Ran Black Ops, wrote the book for the State Department on psychological warfare. He hardly ever calls me. And this morning he was calling over and over again. I was on the treadmill. I jumped off and ran over there, and he said, just immediately, I said, are you calling about the Iran thing? And he said, yes. You know, I'll let him say it in his own words, but crystallized, Dr. Pachinik, everything you're telling me is what I have from three military sources, what I've got from Schaefer, what I've got from Common Sense. This is incredible that a high-level FBI with the highest level security clearance says this plot doesn't exist. We're to believe Los Zetas, we know, trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, and are narcotics enforcers for big central bank systems are supposedly working with some used car salesman. This is unbelievable, and it's right on time as Obama. People are talking about him stepping down, don't run again. Fast and furious subpoenas go out. I know you've got incredible sources, and you basically put the cards on the table. You said, look, Alex, you know, I talked to a lot of people, a lot of people in intelligence. Appreciate the service you're doing, and I'm not getting into ego here. The point is, I got from what you were saying that you've got a lot of sources like Schaefer does, and that there are good guys in the government, the Pentagon, that are upset about what's happening. So let's put the cards on the table. The intel I've got is a strike on Iran by Israel within 2 weeks, the U.S. then responding when Iran totally shuts down the oil supply.
Well, the issue, and I can't thank you enough, and I know our country, the real military and the real patriots and the intelligence community really love you and really are grateful. I came on because, once again, as a citizen, I'm not a hero, I'm a citizen, saying once again I have that this whole issue that came out of Mexico, this entire nonsensical story, which even Mueller shamefully said was a Hollywood script, which it is, and it's a very bad script, where an informer, car salesman, talks about the potential of killing a Saudi ambassador to the United States, and that somehow this Iranian is related to people in Iran, is absolutely absurd. It's disinformation. DEA has had a terrible history of corruption, incompetence, as you've seen in Fast and Furious. And more importantly, this is an indictment, once again, of Eric Holder, who lied to Congress. He's lied to the American public about what he has supposedly learned in an investigation. And more importantly, Mueller, who I'm absolutely ashamed of, the FBI director, who's a war hero from the Vietnam, has won major awards and was a combat hero, has been involved in 9/11, now is involved in this nonsensical story to create a pretext for an attack by Israel on Iran. Now, why do I say that? Because two things happened. When I heard this nonsensical intelligence report by DEA, ATF, CIA, and other elements, all of whom have been compromised and have had intelligence problems in the past, i.e., as we witnessed in the Osama bin Laden stupidity story, where no one in the world, absolutely no one in the world believes it, neither does Obama, and now Biden, the most incompetent vice president we had, with two aneurysms, a history of plagiarism, and Hillary Clinton, a woman who is pathologically a liar, incompetent, is reaffirming that Iran, who has repeatedly said we don't need to attack the United States on their home base. I know the Iranians. I was involved with Khomeini. I was involved with Rafsanjani. I don't love them, but I have respect for them. And they're very clear on their intention. Furthermore, the Iranians have proxy fights in Afghanistan with our soldiers and in Iraq. And at the same time, you can ask our generals that they have worked with the Iranians to keep down the Shiite populations, both in Iraq and Afghanistan. So both Biden is lying and is incompetent. And by the way, his in-law is Tom Donilon, who really should not be there. Obama once again is lying, once again should be considered for impeachment. We have serious war crimes here.
Well,
now, why
hey,
do I say this? Because 2 weeks ago, and the reporters didn't mention this, cluster bombs were sent to Israel. Now, there is no reason for Israel to receive cluster bombs. They cannot. Cluster bombs are used to break up the tarmacs on other Air Force bases, but they're used to instigate a war. Now, cluster bombs do not necessarily being used in Syria because the Syrians have helped the Israelis with Hamas and the PLO. The Egyptians have now helped the Israelis release a soldier for 1,000 Palestinians. So Israel is not going to be using a cluster bomb, but Israel needs to divert attention away from its domestic problems where a million people have been unemployed, from the fact that it is, has an incompetent, dysfunctional civilian government in Netanyahu, and will create a war to divert that attention, because the state of Palestine will be and should be recognized by the UN. And this is exactly what should happen around the world. In order to divert that attention, it has convinced Joseph Biden and Hillary Clinton, two major supporters of the Jewish community here, so that it can be mobilized in order to support an Obama election, which does not look very likely. And ironically, Obama is creating another incident at the same way when Bush Jr. had very low approval in the ratings, when the unemployment was very high. And unlike George Bush Jr., whom I thought would have been the worst president, Obama's turning out to be by far the worst incompetent president we have ever had, who really should be impeached for the lies he committed, for the travesties of justice. And now for the incompetency. You have Biden, you have Hillary Clinton, you have Mueller, you have Panetta, all civilians. But that does not explain why our military, which has had to retreat from two wars and has been used as cannon fodder by civilians who were totally incompetent and sent into war to die for our country. We have the most brilliant, effective leaders in our military that I've ever seen in 30 years. They have been quiet. They have followed orders, but they are sick and tired of listening to incompetent civilians sending out brave men and women into battle and dying. We have special forces that work 24/7 time all over the world to knock out extremists, and yet they get no support. Our veterans get no support back here. And now, in order to promote his Obama's election, he has gone to war again and created this nonsensical, but it is so absurd, this nonsense that Iran is about to attack the United States. Iran does not have to attack the United States. As a matter of fact, when I was involved with Khomeini, not one of our hostages was ever injured by Khomeini. It was, in fact, the terrorist group, the MEK, which is being supported by Free, a former head of the FBI, and was called the Mossadegh, that killed some of my CIA operatives, my State Department operatives, and they, in turn, are being supported by some of the prominent, both liberals and right-wingers, who are receiving money. If you look at the list of the MEK, it's an issue we should talk about. They want them off the terrorist list. The real terrorists were the Mossadegh, who killed all of our civilians and operatives in Tehran.
Hey, Dr. Pechenik, this is Mike Adams here. You're not able to hear Alex because he's on his cell phone, but Alex, what's your take on all this?
Well, let me just throw this in. No, Steve's on a cell phone, so when I'm talking, can't hear me. I was just going to throw this in, sir. I have military sources. I know you have 100 times what I have. I have common sense. I have Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, coming out and being green-lighted, you know, who still is in the Pentagon and is also part of a big think tank to say this is bull. The New York Times has come out today and said this terror plot is made up. That shows the major elements of the power structure are saying don't go into Iran, just like Fox Fallon said no to Cheney when he tried to stage the attack. So these are my two questions for you, and tomorrow we'll get more into this. We appreciate you coming on short notice. My point was, what are your current sources, and we know you've got a lot of them, are they concurring with what I've been told, that Israel right now is test ballooning and intends to hit Iran in the next 2 weeks with bunker busters and cluster bombs to stop their Air Force retaliatory strike? They've just put into place more anti-ballistic missile systems. And the word we've got is the attack on Iran has now been green-lighted. They put up this balloon. Oh, look, Iran's going to attack us. And that it is on. So, A, what is your intel on that? A. B, what do you expect the Iranians to do? What are the different things that can happen if Iran is struck? Because the people like Ray McGovern and others I've talked to who work, you know, the CIA as analysts, they say it runs from bad to worst. Okay, sir, those are my questions, those two questions.
The first answer is I will not quote any of my sources. In my extensive experience as a member of the Association of Former Intelligence Officers, National Military Intelligence Association, and my extensive experience in dealing with Iran, with terrorists, and incompetent civilians, you are absolutely right. We are creating a false flag situation where Israel will go forth to attack Iran. What will happen in turn is Iran will not touch the United States. It never happened. And it never will. Iran is very effective at putting up pressure, number one, on Hezbollah, on Israel, on two, on Hamas, and affect Israel's northern border, its eastern border, and its southern border. In effect, what Israel is doing is approaching Armageddon, where it's continuing its self-destructive behavior, both militarily and civilian. I ask the Israeli ex-commanders of the IDF and the Mossad to come forth and to stop Netanyahu and stop the Americans who are involved in this attack, because Israel will be seriously destroyed. The state of Palestine will exist. Egypt will be there. Syria will maintain its low-intensity conflict, but Iran will exact a huge amount of problems for Israel, and Israel knows that. And Israel cannot handle that. The IDF cannot handle three borders which will be exposed. It cannot handle both Hezbollah on the north, Hamas on the south, and the Jordanian border, which is extremely, extremely vulnerable.
Steve, at the same time,
the Middle East will erupt in violence, because Bahrain is the area where our military and the surrogates have effectively fighting Iran. But Iran will not be involved in domestic terrorism.
How do
they don't need it. Ahmadinejad is a very smart man. I always respect my enemies. And one of the things that's a problem is I do not respect our civilians. As I have said repeatedly on this show, the American public has to be awakened to the fact we have an incompetent, dangerous president. I'm not saying Democrat or Republican. We had it chiefly with Bush Jr. But this one really is out of control. You have Biden, who is totally incompetent, a history of plagiarism, a history ineffectual, with his family as being the National Security Council. You have a CIA that's totally out of control, and Panetta, who's never had experience in national security.
Dr.
Pacini,
sorry for interrupting.
How do we stop the war? How do we stop this from happening?
You stop the war,
and of course, the former head of Mossad came out 2 weeks ago and said attacking Iran would be a terrible idea, but Netanyahu wants it politically. So how do we stop this?
The Israeli people have to go into the streets. There's a million of them. And around the world, the civilians must go into the streets to demonstrate that there can be no more wars and that they have to stop the Israelis from attack and from the United States supplying Israel with weapons that are totally irrelevant to the national security of the United States. I will not quote our generals, but I feel that some of our generals have correctly stated years ago, Israel is a strategic liability. Let me repeat it again. This is not just an emotional Republican or Democratic issue. There is no need for us to have Israel on our southern or eastern flank. Israel has had its own national security. Israel has funded against all its sanctions. That's why Hillary is lying like a banshee through the Ofer family oil into Iran, while at the same time condemning the nuclear program. Israel has repeatedly manipulated AIPAC and the Jewish community in the United States and the world to say that it's being persecuted, when in fact it has not been persecuted. Israel has been out of control. Last year it had 25 operatives trying to kill one operative in Dubai. Israel is in fact dysfunctional. The people of Israel have to mobilize into the streets, Christian, Jews, and Muslims, to stop Netanyahu. He is out of control. He was not the brightest man we ever saw under Baker. I remember he was kicked out of the office by Baker. Lieberman is totally incompetent. But I asked the Israeli former commanders, they know who they are.
Dr. Pachenik,
we've
got to go to break here shortly. Alice, is there anything you want to say before we go to break?
For one more segment, and you've got guests coming on. Dr. Pachenik will be back with us tomorrow. This issue could not be more important, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate Dr. Pachenik joining us. The green light for war is on. We got to turn it off. It's InfoWars Radio with Steve Pachenik, and we've got Mike Adams riding shotgun. I'm going to sign off for now. Paul Watson's coming up later. Spread the word. World War III is about to start.
All right, folks, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. An extraordinary day. I'm filling in for Alex, who has been joining us by phone for the last 45 minutes or so. We're also joined by Dr. Steve Pachinik, who has been giving us an analysis and a breakdown of this just truly extraordinary historical news, groundbreaking. You need to listen in to what is being said here today, because we are talking about a false flag pretext for war in the Middle East, having now been, as we're saying here, fabricated by the Obama administration. And continuing with Dr. Pachinik, I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
Number one is the incompetence of this apparent false flag operation. Doesn't that strike you as a pattern from the Obama administration? If you remember the incompetence of how they tried to forge the birth certificate, it was obviously a fake. Well, this is obviously a fake terror plot. Does that strike you as something characteristic?
Let me start. I don't want to get into the birth certificate, but what's really the most fascinating part about Obama is the fact that he doesn't want to talk about his mother having been a CIA operative, his grandmother being a CIA operative, and his grandfather. His mother was a very impressive woman who worked at the Hawaiian Asian Pacific Center, which was a CIA front, and I honor her. And his grandmother was involved in banking for funding in East Asia. His mother went into Indonesia speaking Russian and a white woman in Arabic. So what's missing is this connection between him and the CIA. So you know that the CIA is very much a part of this and has been under 9/11 and has been out of control. And it's one of the things that Eisenhower has always said, this is, you need a certain kind of genius to control the CIA, and unfortunately we have not had it. I'm hoping that General Petraeus can put them in line, but you have the DEA, you have the ATF, and these are not functional institutions. With all due respect to the FBI, they are brilliant domestically, but Mueller has really discredited himself twice on the 9/11 and today, and this is a war hero in Vietnam, and if I were he, I would resign out of just dignity. Eric Holder should be indicted. He's totally dysfunctional. He has lied. He has committed perjury in front of Congress. He has lied to the American public. And now what you have is dysfunctional. The most dysfunctional story of all is the fact the Osama bin Laden. There is no one in the world that believes that Osama bin Laden was killed and then was dumped into the waters. I mean, it was so absurd, it became ridiculous. Even Mueller came forth on this story about the assassination plot, saying it's like a Hollywood movie, as if he was trying to co-opt himself. And the truth of the matter is, Mueller, I'm sorry, but you failed once again, and it is beyond a Hollywood movie. No producer in their right mind would have bought this, because it's not true. It has no consistency. It's dysfunctional. And once again, you have operatives who have no idea of how to create a false flag.
Well, how much of this do you think stems from the heat that Attorney General Holder must now be feeling as the subpoenas are about to be handed to him, and it looks like he's about to be handed his hat and shown the door because of his involvement in Fast and Furious? Is that a key motivation, you think, behind this?
I would say that's one of them, the fact that he is going to be handed a door. He should be actually prosecuted for lying in front of Congress, for perjury, for distortion, disinformation, for inciting a war. I mean, Eric Holder should be held accountable for a lot of malfeasance. I'm not a lawyer, but I certainly know the miscreant behavior he has had. It's not only his heat, but you have a president who has not performed, who has not been able to create jobs, who has polarized the country, and basically has very low ratings. The only way presidents historically in the United States have created and increased ratings, and this one is pitiful.
Dr. Pachinik, we are just about out of time here. I apologize for cutting you off. We're out of time for this segment. I want to thank you for joining us, and I know you're going to be back on tomorrow, I believe, for additional analysis. So thank you for joining us. Also, here on the Alex Jones Show, we are going to continue to break this down and have additional analysis. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.